How do you spell a book? I'll teach you right now. B as in, book. And O as in OBGYN. And K as in OK. But I won't read that book about an OBGYN anytime soon.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Not Your Normal Books. My name is Kalen. How are you guys doing today? I am doing good. It is roughly 9 in the morning and I am sweating fucking profusely right now because it is just so goddamn hot. I have the air on, I have fans going, I am still just hot and sweating. I don't know when Ohio decided to become a desert state for a week, but it feels like it is. So I say that my day job is I work in a factory. So working there during this heat is unbearable. Like, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt and I'm just still sweating profusely. It is not fun right now. And I've always wished that I had a pool at my house, but I never had the yard for it, which is very unfortunate. Oh man. So I know I gave some suggestions for some podcasts and audio dramas. I have another audio drama that I think you guys might like. It's called Mission Rejected. It is so good. I'm listening to it right now. I'm only in season 2. And as far as I know, there's only 3 seasons so far. I don't know if there's going to be any more. So that's really good. And then I have 2 movie suggestions. I stumbled on one of these randomly. So then I'm just like, okay. I watched it. I found it fucking hilarious. And then the other one, it had a actor from the first movie that I watched. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna watch this as well. So that was really interesting as well. So the first movie that I watched was called Spontaneously, and it gave a new perspective to mental health as someone who struggles with their mental health as well. I found a lot of insight with that movie. I don't know if other people will, but I kind of did. So yeah, it's just been too hot to think of anything. So without further ado, we're going to get into our book. Now, the book that we have this week, Write Me in Red, by Ashley Amy. Now, we have covered Ashley before, but about Ashley again, she is she resides in a small town in Idaho with her kids and her partner, and she loves books of most kinds, painting worlds through words has always been one of her favorite things. And she does this with her kick-ass best friend / PA, Cheyenne. So our characters that we have in this, there's only a short, very short list. So we have Logan, Lance, Professor Cole, and Alec Teal and or Indigo Blue. Now, Alec goes by both names depending on who he's interacting with, and I'll explain that as I go. We are going to do this a little bit differently. We're going to start with, I'm going to give you guys kind of where the book starts out and then go through it a little bit differently than the book does. So Logan is now a 20-year-old woman who is going to our audition to this college called Dexterity. Now, this college, it seems you can only get in scholarship based, and it focuses on writing and music. So Logan's going to her audition. Now, I'm going to go into the background before we get more into that. Now, when Logan was 15, she had leukemia. And her parents and her twin brother, Lance, were always by her side. In the same hospital that she was in, down the hall from her was a woman named Gina Teal. Gina was battling breast cancer, and unfortunately, the cancer was winning. Now, Gina had a 17-year-old son named Alec. Alec had become really good friends with Logan and Lance. Logan and Teal end up dating, but that falls through once his mom passes away. Because as wrong as this sounds, he blames it on Lance is always there for Logan. Now we're going to skip ahead to present day, where Logan is 20, Lance is 22, and she's going to Dexterity. Now, Alec has become a bad boy musician. He goes by the stage name Indigo Blue. And this is because of his mother. His mother's middle name was Indigo. Blue is another name for teal. Or teal is another name for blue. Something like that. Alec is teaching at Dexterity this year, and he is also in a relationship with one of the professors, Professor Cole. Now, Professor Cole, he teaches literary or a writing course of some sort there. It's under wraps between the students of those two dating, because I don't think it's against the rules, but because Alec is a famous musician and artist, he doesn't want Henrik Cole to become under scrutiny. Logan doesn't know that Alec teaches there, because at the age of 15, after everything that happened to her, because she beat cancer, but in beating it, she lost her brother and she lost her family. So her parents are still alive, but her brother is not. And for the past 5 years, Logan has said to herself, "I'm the one who killed him," which we'll get into that in the next book. But you can and can't understand how she feels this way as the book goes on. I mean, you feel for her through the entire thing. When Alec first realizes that Logan's there, I mean, he picks on her mercilessly. He just bullies her. And soon, after she says some hateful things to Alec, she goes over to apologize to him. This leads to them hate fucking. Now, if you want to know how that all transpired, you're going to have to read the book. In Professor Cole's class, he gave all his students two notebooks. One, which is a green notebook that is for them alone. The students will write whatever thoughts, feelings, stories, whatever, and they don't have to share it with anyone. And then he gives them another notebook. It was like a black or something that he will read. No one else will read it, but he will read it. Or they can read it out loud in class, something like that. And he and Logan come up with Professor Cole, whose name is Henrik, he becomes a little obsessed with Logan. And it's not the kind of obsessed that you might be thinking of. It's the, she intrigues me. There's something about her that draws me to her. So he's just like, she comes to him one day and she goes, can I write in the green notebook outside of class? And he goes, you can do that as long as you give me one fact from that notebook once a week. She takes that deal. So he's slowly just learning more and more things about her. And, you know, it comes to this point where they start to feel feelings for one another, and then they start sleeping together. And she has this like loving relationship with Henrik, but she has this hate fueled one with Alec. And she goes on to her reasoning of why she's doing this hate fuck with Alec. And it's because she feels like a monster. And the only time that she feels alive is when he takes his monster out on her. The thing is, all this blows up in their face because Alec is, even though Alec and Henrik are in a relationship together, they will sometimes go and they'll have sexual relationships with a woman, both of them separately, separate women, and they'll let them know. They won't let them know the names of these women, but they'll know this is what's going on. Like they keep each other informed of what they're doing, just not the name of it, of the person that they're with. And Alec one day wants Henrik, and he's going to his office, and he hears giggling in there, and Alec knows that giggling. So when he opens the door, he sees Henrik and Logan together, and it pisses him off to the point where he does something so fucking drastic that it screws up everything. Now Logan is humiliated a little bit because she's just like, I didn't know it was you two together. I didn't know this. If she would have known this, she wouldn't have started it. Alec doesn't think before he does things. He, for the last 5 or so years, his whole entire way of living is fly by the seat of his pants. He doesn't think of the consequences. He thinks, this is what I have to do, and this is how I'm going to get the results that I want. So his thing that he's going to do is that he's going to take pictures of part of the green notebook that no one's supposed to read, pay a kid to read it on the PA system, and then Logan will be out of his and Henrik's hair. Logan will no longer be there. And, you know, it works to a point. Both Logan and Alec are kicked out of school. They are banned from ever being there. Henrik is so disgusted in what Alec had done that he breaks up with Alec. And he's just like, I can't be what you need. You think of yourself only. You don't think of other people. And, you know, this is something that, you know, no one's ever said this to Alec before, that he needs to work on, like, he really needs to work on himself. He needs to do this. Like, Henrik has sort of, like, pushed this, but I don't think he's ever pushed this to this point. And so Alec leaves. No, not Alec. Henrik leaves. He breaks up with him. He leaves him and just like, I can't do this anymore. So when Alec and Logan confront each other, she takes the first notebook she ever wrote in, slams it into his chest and be just like, here's everything that you need to know. here's what you think you know. Like, you have what you think you know. This is the truth. And when Alec reads this, he realizes how fucking wrong he is about everything. Something that Logan has hidden from everyone is the tattoo that she has on her wrist. I think it's on the outside, right below her thumb. And that is a semicolon, but instead of the dot, it's a half a heart. Now, if you do not know the significance of a semicolon tattoo, it signifies someone with suicidal thoughts. And so when Alex sees that on her, he's just like, something start to come to surface with him, be just like, what have I done? Have I pushed this girl with already suicidal thoughts to actually do it? Like, he has instant regret of his actions. So when he finally sits down to read the notebook that Logan gave him, he realizes what all she's gone through, and he vows to change. He's gonna get better. He's going to get Henrik back. He's going to get Logan back, and he's gonna save Logan. And that, my friend, is the end of the book. I know a lot of this book has a very emotional. This book is just emotional all in all, because you can feel what all these other characters are feeling, and that's with how it's written. You understand why Logan feels like she's a monster. You understand why Alec acts the way that he does. You understand how Henrik can be so loving and kind. You understand all this, but it brings you to a point to where you even think about things in your own life. Like, if you could change yourself any way that you could to help other people, how would you do that? And everything. It brings out those thoughts and emotions. And I have to say, it's really made myself think about things in a way that I've never really thought about things before. And it's kind of nice in a way. Like, it's terrifying some ways, nice in other ways, and ways that I'll be talking to my therapist for probably weeks to come. My dog is looking at me saying, please be done soon so then you can love me. So unfortunately, I have to wrap this up soon. But, you know, Logan starts to have more people in her corner with her roommates. And we'll see more people come into her corner as the book goes on, or as the next book goes on. And I know you guys are wondering about Lance, and all that will be explained and you will understand in the next book. So yeah, that's it for me. Please, I know I've said this probably many times before on many other books, but you guys need to read this. If I've never said this for any other series before, this is a series that needs to be read, because it just does. I can't think of another reason than because it just does. All right, you guys can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at Not Your Normal Books Not Your Normal Books Podcast. You can also email me at notyournormalbooks@gmail.com. Any thoughts, feelings, and book suggestions, your take on any of these books, anything like that, just email me, message me on Instagram. As always, please rate, subscribe, and review. Every little bit helps other people find this podcast. So that's it, and I'll see you guys next week.